It's Monday, February 5th, 2024. With Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones, and you are listening to the Daily Headlines Podcast. We'll start the show right after this quick message.
I get it. Not everyone experiences a story the same way. And that's why the Inside Link podcast was created. In this podcast, you'll hear about the inside details of important stories from the person who wrote the story. Listen to the Inside Link podcast every Monday wherever you listen to podcasts or on LincolnKY.com.
Members of Amazon Labor Union KCVG kicked off a three-week voting period Saturday to ratify the union's constitution. The document lays out the principles of the union before it can move on to bylaws and, potentially, an official representation vote by the National Labor Relations Board. It's a different approach from the DHL workers across the street who went on strike at the end of 2023. They chose to be represented by Teamsters, an international labor union. Amazon associate ALU KCVG organizer Josh Crowell said the group decided to go through the constitution process to give coworkers a sense of ownership in the union building process. That puts them in a much stronger position to get into an NLRB election to not just vote yes, but convince their coworkers to vote yes too, he said. Should the union reach that stage, they plan to make the following demands, among others: a $30 an hour starting wage, 180 hours of paid time off, union representation at disciplinary meetings. Monthly dues would be $30. In a statement, Amazon spokesperson Mary Kate Paradis said that employees have a choice of whether or not to join a union. They always have. Amazon points to a $21 an hour starting wage at KCVG and offers health, vision, and dental insurance, among other benefits. The Covington City Commission voted to close an alleyway on Greenup Street to the public at their meeting on January 23rd. The alleyway abuts properties on the 1500 block of Greenup, as well as some of the other properties on 15th and Collins Streets. This has been a location of a lot of illegal dumping, a lot of people walking through in areas that are commonly not thoroughfares for the people, said the City of Covington attorney David Davidson at the caucus meeting early in January. All adjoining properties have agreed to this closure. The Kenton County Planning Commission approved the revision of Lakeside Park's zoning ordinance at their meeting Thursday night. The change brings the city into closer alignment with the county's comprehensive zoning plan, notably reducing the number of zones in the city from 9 to 5. The new ordinance allows for childcare centers, but prohibits short-term rentals. It also keeps previous language related to the regulation of RV storage. Language related to the installation of solar panels was also revised. Properties approved under the previous zoning ordinances are not affected. That's going to wrap things up for us on Monday, February 5th, 2024. For Lincoln KY, I'm Noah Jones. Thank you for listening, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.